Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Diana Anderson. She is the president and CEO of the Southwest Initiative Foundation, one of six in the state, perhaps the largest area-wise, and welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
So I understand that you folks are looking into opportunities for youth in your region. What exactly is going on with that?
Sure. Well, you know, we have been doing work that engages families, young children, and adolescents for years. We've been around for 32 years, and we've done grant making and programmatic work in those areas for years. But in 2015, our board undertook the strategic planning process that really helped us think about what do we want the next 30 years to look like, and decided that there was an opportunity to focus our resources in a way that we think can have the most impact on an important issue. And the issue that we are working to address is the opportunity gap for kids in Southwest Minnesota. One in six children in Southwest Minnesota lives in poverty. That's 11,000 children across our 18 counties. And we know that that has a significant impact on their ability to reach their full potential to thrive. And it has a cascading effect in terms of impact on communities and the economy. And so we're really approaching it in terms of an economic development initiative, really thinking about economic development in a different way. When we support children from cradle to career, they're poised to come into the world and be fully engaged, be the employees and the entrepreneurs and the community leaders and the taxpayers and the homeowners of the future.
So it's almost like an investment in human capital, essentially, right?
Exactly. It's a long-term approach, and we think that that's a perfect role for the foundation to play. We are community foundation in our region that is really here in perpetuity. And so we can provide that thought leadership around the long-term vision. What do we want the region to be like for our children 30 years from now? And how do we set them up for success to contribute? And, you know, there's many, many good things going on in our communities for young children and families. But we increasingly are seeing that there is this gap. There are kids and families that are living in poverty, and the sense of we-ness that we used to, you know, be so prevalent in our communities, we just circle up and we take care of each other, has really changed over the years. And so just being aware of that and understanding that it takes more for us to help kids overcome the obstacles that they might face than it might have, you know, say 30 years ago. So we're really challenging communities to think about that all kids are our kids.
Well, Diana, thank you so much for your insight and your assistance in putting this program together.
Thanks. Happy to do it.
Diana Anderson is the president and CEO of the Southwest Initiative Foundation, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.